Middle of Hilchos Shabbos, in the middle of Simen Shin Aleph, the halachas of which vessels are you allowed to go out with on Shabbos, which ones are forbidden, Siva Zayin, the bottom of page 154. Says Machabekol Yitz B'Davish in the Tachshim. Whoever goes out with something that's not an adornment, an ornament, and it's also not the way of malbush, of clothing, of wearing something. And he took it out the way it's normally that you take out that thing. For malocha of hoitza, for carrying. Now, any ornament that's loose, that's very easy for it to fall down. It's forbidden to go out with that on Shabbos. If you're not potter, it's exempt. A woman should not go out with jewelry that the norm is l'shalfim pidish l'asir me'aleha for her to take it off from her to show it to other people. Agos says Rama, finally come on simish and gimel sabir ches im asa fil b'chatzah b'bais, is that even forbidden in the courtyard or in one's house? Says b'chabah further, hilkach liv v'li'itzi ish a man should not go out l'b'sayif, not with a sword, l'b'keshes, not with a bow, l'b'schiz, pidish, mugin, not with a shield, l'b'ala, the b'agwela brings it like a stick of iron, the length of an arm and a half, and then the top is like a ball, as he brings from the Aruch. Not with a spear, not with a vessel that's not an adornment. If he goes out, he's chayv a chatas, a sin offering. Shirin is like armor, and kasta, pidish, it's this type of iron hat. It's like these iron shoes. And says Mechabev Yatzav, he goes out, and those potteries exempt shem derech malbush, because these are like a ways of like clothing. Leyetzav b'tfilin, should not go out with tfilin. They should talk lasirim because you're conscious of the kizik, because you have to remove them when you go into the bathroom. Leyetzav cotton min l'gadol, a minor should not go out with a large shoe. The manafol vaslas tuye, because they might fall and then he might come to carry them. Leyetzav b'chal gadol, but he could go out with a large garment. Leyetzav min l'echad, should not go out with one shoe. If it does not have a wound on his foot, because people might laugh at him, he's going to come to carry. But if he has a wound on his foot, then you then they go out with their shoe on the one that does not have a wound. Says the Mishabura, Simkat Dazai. So we say, whoever goes out with something that's not a takshid, and it's not a derech malbush, and he carries it out the way it's normally carried, so then he's chayiv. So he says, I'm bre alacha, the maskul kol yitze. Mashkasavnik says what we wrote a little bit about Psychal Simazah as an introduction to the Simon of the Simichin Gimel, which as the Be'er Halacha says, all the halachas of Itzah from this Simon and from Simichin Gimel is this. Something that's not a malbush, it's not a garment, and it's not a takshit, it's not a jewelry or ornament, that's called a masa, it's called a load. It's awesome in a taira to carry that. You do it deliberately, Chayv Karis, Beshagi, Chayv Chatas. That is if you carried it out the way they're normally carried out during the weekday. And if it's not the way it's normally carried out during the weekday, that's called Hitzah Kalach Hayad, carrying in an indirect, backhanded way. Then your Patra will Asr Midrabban, it's exempt on the biblical level, but rabbinically forbidden. Now something that's a malbush or a takshit, it's a garment or it's an ornament, so minatar, it's permitted. But there are many things that Chazal says forbidden. Some of them they say it's forbidden because what's called the Mashofa Machvi, that you might come to take it off and show it to people, and then asla tweet, then you might come to carry it. Once you took it off, you might be walking and talking in Dal Ramas Mishas Ram. However, there's a machlekes, if it's applicable by a man, this concern of taking off and showing it, as we write in Siftes. There's also many things that they made forbidden because it's loose, and it might just fall off by itself, and you might come to carry it. Then there are certain things that they said it's forbidden because people might laugh at the person. And then, because it was embarrassment, they might come to take it off and carry it. And then there's also certain things that they said is forbidden because of Maris Ayin, simply for the appearance of wrongdoing. And then there's also many things that they made forbidden for a woman, because there are many things that are a chatzitza for tefillah. They're just, they we get in the way of our table in the mikvah, and we're concerned that maybe it might happen to be on that Friday night at tefillah shel mitzvah, and then she has to remove them from her, and then she might come to carry it afterwards. And all the things that are not made for a full-fledged malbush, let's say it's only there to save from like getting dirty. For example, let's say she puts on above her a piece of garment on her kerchief so that it doesn't get filthy from the rain. That's also called a masa. But if it's a full-fledged malbush, even if it's made to save from the rain, well, that's called a malbush, and that's not a masa. And also, says the Be'er Lachish, you should know that even something that's a full-fledged tachshid, if you carry in your hand, that's called a masa, and that's the derech of itza, and you can be chayv on that. Says the Be'er Lachish, this is what I gathered from the Sefer Tzitzis Shabbos and other places as a great introduction for this Siman and Siman Shin Gimel, to know what are the parameters of the basic ideas of this topic of Hitzah. Sukkot Yod Zayin. So, I'll go upon them in this Siman. Chabur is saying, whoever goes out with something that's not a takshid, and ve'ena derech malbash, and it's also not the way of wearing clothing, because it says, Mishru de'ilu, as we continue to dafayin ches, ha'itziya derech malbash, if you carry it out the way it's normally worn, ha'rei lo ha'itzika derech kolamatzin, then it's not carrying it out the way it's normally carried out. Because whoever carries out something that's not an ornament for him, generally matzinas vidayim, you carry in your hands. Well, you don't like wear it, so that would not be the biblical iser. But if you take it out the way it's normally sipkot yedches, but you carry it out the way it's normally carried out, thing I know that is shleib b'shinu without doing it in an abnormal way. Then sipkot yedches. Then we said you're going to be chayv. So it says da you should know the chamakah b'shem behilchah Shabbos chayv. Then we say in halachas of Shabbos you're liable. It must have been amazing if you do deliberately chayiv karis, you chayiv for getting your life cut off from Shemayim. Ubishayim you do by mistake down Shoshachar Shu Shabbos, if you got that at Shabbos, or Shaliyot the Shemalachas of Asuka, which that oftentimes happens. I did not know that this Malach has forbidden chayiv chatas, liable for sin offering. Finally, Kamon Simashin Lamadal, Tzabchavah, Bahagah, Ichinak Bismanazeh, what does a person do in today's times? We obviously can't bring a carbon chatas. The Meshachach is a double etzlai. Now, if someone forgot something by him, and I mean, he didn't realize he had something in his pocket. And let's say, and he carries it out by mistake to Rosh Hashanah to the street. In the then he's not liable. The Malach is Machshav is a Torah. The Torah only made forbidden a calculated action. He takes it with intent. If there's any day, Shayim Shabbos just doesn't know today Shabbos, Shayim Malach is Asur, doesn't know that it's forbidden. But if you don't even know what you're doing, that's not considered Malach is Machshav. The Din Rosh Hashanah, the Halach is Rosh Hashanah, which what we're talking about here by Tzah. I'm like a mummy submission and haze of Zion, the magic example of what we read over there. So, like upon them, case number one was if something is not a takshid, it's not the way you normally wear something, and you carry it out the way it's normally carried out, then you're going to be chayib. Sev cut and chav. Then he said, any takshid, any jewelry that's loose, that's it's very easy to fall off, aslat is bay, then you're not allowed to go out with that either, because dimanafal, it might fall. Once it fell, you might just carry in your hand, so to speak, and then you'll be chayav for carrying dalar amish shazram. But if you went out, your patek is only isid rabbanon. It's a dairaisa. Then we said further, a woman should not go out with tachshitim sivkan chavav shadarka l'shalfam, that the norm is for her to take it off and show it off. Say, wow, you want to see the ring? That is, we're concerned that maybe once she takes it off and she's walking, dalar amish shazram. So that would be a concern also. Sivka and Chav Beis, then the Mechaber continues, says, therefore a man should not go out, loy besayif, not with a sword, and all these different types of weapons. And even if it's girdled on his loins, because that's the normal way of carrying this out during the weekday. So this would be a isadai raisa of carrying, not like a concern of showing it or whatever. Sivka and Chav Gimel, b'li ba'ala, which Dimel Malkot, similar to a stick, Resh Ogol Kamei Kadur, the Aruch says, and its top is round, like a ball, some type of weapon. Sivkan Chavda, Balib Shurim, Malosh Mashurim, Kaskasin, which is a type of armor. So all these things we said, that if you go out with it, you chayv achatas, because that's a normal way of carrying these things, and it's not a malbush. So therefore, you did haitza. Now then there was a whole list of other items, which were meaning before Shuryan, all these different weapons. But then regarding the armor and this helmet and these boots, that we say if you go out Sevkan Chavei, you're Pater. Meaning it's Aser, Midrabanan, but if you go out as Pater, because Shem Bechulu, because they're a Derech of Malbush. Now, Mekamakam, however, Aser Meshem Maris Ayin is still prohibited because of appearance of wrongdoing. Sheikh Shadua Raim, because those who see him are going to suspect him, Shulet Lilochem Ben Meshabbos, that he wants to fight with them on Shabbos. And the gam afil b'chadr chadar mas, even in one private chambers it would be forbidden. But because of the sibamei ayin sham, that the halacha baras ayin is everywhere, even if someone doesn't see you. So that's the problem with these types of clothing, simply because of maras ayin. Tivkan Chavav. Also, Machaber said Lo Yitzi B'Tfilin. Shnagwa B'Tfilin. Nei B'Chula, because you have to take it off when you go to the bathroom, and then we're concerned again that you might come to carry. Now, Mashma Sazi De Beisa Einisul Nech Tfilin, that at one's house is no prohibition to put on Tfilin. Bedavka, obviously, B'Mnichas Shlosha Mitzvah, only if you're putting it on not for the purpose of a mitzvah. Well, the mitzvah also Kedav Asim Laman Aleph, which you're not supposed to. It's Shabbos and not a time of Tfilin. Ryan Shem Mishnebru Sivkan Hey. But it sounds like at one's house wouldn't be prohibited if you're not intending for the mitzvah. Sivkan Chav Zayin, because Shetzarch Vuhu, because you have to take it off when you go to the bathroom. Behind that is Dom Asla Tui Dal Amos, so then you might come to carry Dal Amos. Mashma sounds like the Belavai Tam. If not for that reason, the Holy Asla Tzvim, there wouldn't be any prohibition to go out with them into the street, which the Shara Tzinois Chabez brings up. Says, look at the Magen Avraham, and the Vilna Gaon agrees. They make halacha. There is no iser to put them on if it's not for the purpose of a mitzvah. It says Mishmur after Kaimelon, although we hold Shabbos Lavas Man Tefillin, Shabbos not a time of Tefillin, but the reason why is Neshim Derech Malbush, because they're like the way of clothing, which Shara Tzinois Chabgimah brings, and the Gemara brings this reason that because of this, you put according to everyone from Achatas, and you go out to the street because like you're wearing it. Finally, come on, the Simon Shinches Sevsev Dal Baga of Mishmurisham. Another halacha we said was that you shouldn't go out a cotton, a child, b'minol gadol, with a large shoe. I know that is adam shoe cotton. You know, it could be a small person. It doesn't have to mean just a child. B'minol shoe gadol, with a shoe that's big for him. Because it might fall, because it's too big. It might come to carry it. But you go out a big garment, big shirt. Also, he said you shouldn't go out with one shoe if it doesn't have a wound on his foot. But they might laugh at him. Might come to carry it. But if he has a wound on his foot, then we said he could go out Sivkan Chavtes Ba'isashe Mimaka, a shoe on the one that does not have a wound. Hatam, the reason is because they're not going to laugh at him anymore. The other, because they know, Shev Shalai Lidna Al-Middle Ba'aragot Sheba'a Maka, they know why he's not wearing two shoes. They see that he has an injury, he has a cast over there. Makasa Machachas Lab, his wound proves it, and therefore he could wear a shoe on the other one. Rambi Alocha, in Divmascha Ba'isashe. Alocha says, the reason why he could wear a shoe on the one that does not have the wound. So that's the opinion of Chibarav over there in the Gemara. Rav Huna actually holds over there the opposite. That you could go out to the street, dafka with the one that has the wound. Look over there, his reasoning. Now the opinion of Chaber is the opinion of Rabbi Nechanan, the Rav, the Ram, the Rosh, that they pass like Chibarav. But the Razor, the Shuvitz Maram, they pass like Rav Huna. And he brings it in the Eli Rabba, and then Moshe Yom Tov, and the Vilna Gaon his beer, he's a right to the words from the Yerushalmi. So therefore, many Echoyim agree, the Bach, the Taz, the Rabba, that it's appropriate to be Machmir not to go out ever with one shoe, even if he has a wound on his foot, whether on the one that, whether on that foot, whether on the other foot. And it's better to go barefoot when you can't put shoes on both of them. And even that there are, and even though there are those who are stringent not to go barefoot on Shabbos, like we'll see later on Sifta Zayin, here that's not possible any other way, then it would be permitted. However, since the halacha by us, that we don't really have a full fledged Rosh Hashanah according to many Paiskim, it's logical for sure that we don't have to be Machmor than Psak Machaber, because there are those who are Makel totally by Karmelis, as we'll see later on Sifta Zayin Gimel Sifta Yot Ches, and it says the Prima Godman also the Shechem Nagarav. So therefore, you could go if you have an injury with a shoe on the other one. Some of the deer shoes, deer shoe number 16, to go out into the street with some food that's stuck between your teeth, Chubis Mechasitzki writes that since the way of old people is to go out with, you know, food stuck in their teeth, that's not considered carrying out in an abnormal way. It wouldn't be a shinui. Like it's cool, one has to be careful not to go out like that to Rosh Hashanah. However, when it's not possible to be careful regarding this, for example, let's say he doesn't have a toothpick to clean out his mouth, you don't have to be stringent because you don't really have what he's carrying Issa Torah, whether because there's no shear, there's no measurement, small or too small, whether it's Malacha Shin Tikkun Lagubi, you don't need it. Stop the Chazal, we're not crazy, it's Rabban in such a case, and you can't be careful regarding it. Now, the other hand, Zaman holds, it's logical you don't have to be stringent regarding such a thing because since the leftover food is bottled to his guf, but he remains with a tzorachin lamaisa. However, if the leftover food is sensed in his mouth and he cannot tolerate it, or that it is sticking out of his mouth in a disgusting way, it's logical that they're not bottled to his body and you have to be machmer to get them out first. A Carmelis, it's a rabbinic area, for sure you don't have to be makban on that. That's what's been in this grill. It's that food that's stuck between the teeth. It has no significance. Even if you're sucking it on the road, you'll let it go out with it. However, if it remains between his teeth, let's say a bone or a piece of meat, where it's normal to be makban to take them out, then it would be considered as a load. Now, pebbles or earth that's stuck inside someone's shoe, Shlomo Zalman holds that not to go out with them to Rosh Hashanah. Some little mud or dirt that's stuck to a garment or to a body, and this girl holds that that's bottled to the garment or the body that you let it go out with. Regarding spit or some type of phlegm that's in the person's mouth and he wants to expel it, that we'll see Shulchan Aruch later on, Simon Shin Nun. Question number 17. Even if a person was negligent and they forgot that he has something in his pocket, let's say, Igor Smeisha writes that you're potter because since the Shulchan Aruch Paskin and Rishon Beis, that a person has to check his garments whenever he wants to go out, it comes out that every forgetting is really a negligence. And still you're potter, so even if a person was negligent and forgot that he has something in his pocket, he would be potter. Question number 18, the meaning that women have today that they do go out with jewelry, if there's a reason to be lenient because that today there's no concern that they're going to come to show their friends because they normally go out with jewelry, that we'll see later on, Timish and Gimel, Sifyut Ches.
Question number 19, even a soldier that carries his weapons at a time of war, Rabbi Yashav holds, they do not consider him as a malbush. They're like vessels that he's carrying for the purposes that he needs utility for. He rejects it with the opinion that Archa Shulchan holds that a rifle that's on a man at a time of war is considered like clothing for him. And he adds on, the Rabbi Yashav, in the place and time that the weapon is serves as a takshid. For example, let's say a guard that wears his uniform with his weapon, l'chayra, for them, most definitely, it serves as a takshid. He says, but you could still discuss that since the Chacham said forbidden to go out with Brigdim Mochama, like the armor and the helmet, because those who see are going to say they want to go out and fight with them on Shabbos, which we discuss in Sifkan Chafei, you could say that it applies this gezerah also on people that are armed with weapons. And even though today, where the derech is to be miskashed with a clean neshek, it would be both the reason of the gezerah. However, maybe you would still say it's also because of anything that's nesh to be minyan that got forbidden with the number of this and that. You would need another number of the same type to permit that. Dish number 20, someone wears tefillin that are apostle. Till David writes that from the words of the Turi Evan, it's obvious that he'd be potter. And he adds on that it's possible to explain this halacha in two ways. Either because carrying a tefillin that apostle when they're tied on him is considered like haitzah kalachayada, indirect carrying, or that just like taking a tefillin that a kasha considered derech mabash, so too carrying a tefillin that apostle considered derech mabash, and he proves that they have the words that place can like the second explanation. And then in Shrewsbury, Yitzchak writes that even wearing tefillin that are not apostle, only misafik, are not considered as a derech malbush, and therefore wearing tefillin or rabbeinu tam are not considered derech malbush. However, if someone puts them on, he's not chayv carrying them out because it's considered as haitzah kalachiyal, indirect carrying. Prima Gadam writes that someone wears tefillin or rabbeinu tam in Rosh Hashanah, that's a full part of Rosh Hashanah, is over on the safik malachim in that tire, and explains his words that carrying out tefillin, these type of tefillin that are tied on him, on the tzad that these tefillin are possible, is not considered derech malbush, and so it's not considered tiltil kalachiyad, not like the word tiltil David, because it's a normal way of carrying tefillin, and therefore you would be over on this a safik, a malacha, minatayr. Dershon number 21, so we said a person that's small in a shoe that's big to him. Now, a big person that wants to wear a small shoe that's smaller than his measurement, Sivukech writes that's permitted. Now, the reason why it's permitted to go out with a large shirt, and it's not like the halacha of a large shoe, Rashi in Masechta Shabbos writes, because a large shirt, you're no concern that it's going to fall off on its own. And also, there's no concern that it's going to come to remove it, because it's not logical that a person would go undressed in the street. And therefore, you could discuss, there should be forbidden to go out with a large overcoat, bigger than what his measurement is, because in such a situation, you would consider that maybe you would remove it, because it's not like a shirt. Dush number 22, we said that the foot that has the wound proves that he has a wound, and therefore you could go with the shoe on the other foot. And even someone that does not have a maka, but he's limping on the foot, Mr. Grell's holds, is considered like as if it's obvious that his maka is proving it, and would be permitted for him to go with only one shoe on the other foot. Dershon number 25, if someone has a bandage on one foot, Mr. Grell's holds, permitted for him to wear a shoe on the second foot. And it's not similar to what the Be'er Halacha writes to be machmir not to go with one shoe, because since the cast is made in the form of a shoe and it's worn on his foot, he's not considered like as if he's going with one shoe. It's rather like he's going with two types of shoes, and we don't find the Chacham Geizer not to go in such a way. And he adds on that also that if he's not leaning at all on that foot. He's just going on the second foot. That's another reason to permit it, because then you could see, almost like consider him as like a person with one foot.